Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, is this thing on? Well, how do we even start this one? Because it's not a year.
The day is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
It took me way too long to figure out the fuck you were doing.
We are gonna have a good time. Everyone's already hitting stop.
Everyone
frantically
just unsubscribed.
It's Thanksgiving giving, and I'm trying to be forgiven. Gotta be grateful. Can't be hate. Okay, I'm done. That's a bop.
That
Nicole Westbrook.
Tell them where to find that.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Maybe even on iTunes, actually. Oh, it's on YouTube too. And that girl she's singing with the turkey wing.
Yeah.
And then there's the girl at the table with the mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
An icon. That is actually a bop, though.
Oh, it is.
What was that? How was that noise?
Oh,
my
the ghost?
Boom.
Okay,
great. Yeah, I was listening to Glory before you came over.
Haven't heard of it. maybe we should get it to number one on iTunes.
Oh, God. Justice for Bionic.
Justice for... Everyone needs
Glory.
To calm down. Glitter deserved that moment. Now every fan base is like, oh, what should we get justice for? Doesn't work like that.
You wouldn't have needed justice if you fucking bought it the week it came out, fake fans. It would have gone number one.
Although certainly the blackout, but that should have happened on the 10-year anniversary of Blackout because of the Eagles situation. But like...
Right. Well, she got scammed.
She got scammed the house.
She really did go number one with that.
Yeah. But like, the fans are like, should we do justice for it now? And it's like, I mean...
We already do.
We do it every
day. Every day. Every day. In a daze. True stans will know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And surprise, bitch.
Thanksgiving, more like Thanksgiving.
Ew, get out of my apartment.
I can't claim credit for that. It's Trixie.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and surprise, this is a bonus episode of It's Britney, Bitch.
Surprise, Binch.
Yeah, we thought, you know, for all of you that get stuck at the airport, delayed flights, you're trying to avoid the homophobic aunt who keeps asking you, when are you going to get a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You can put on your AirPods, not sponsored.
Yet.
And listen to this. And we're going to be giving you some Britney moments. And some non-Britney moments that we are thankful for that you can then go and also be thankful for.
Yeah. So this is...
it's a concept.
It's just, you know, it's like Thanksgiving. It's like being thankful.
I'm just going to put the circus
sound just effect put in it in there again
every
because
single time.
I think...
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Yeah, that needs to be like a more well-known moment. I think we're helping to make it well-known.
In a couple of the episodes, we actually did it without knowing that
That's
we were
true.
Sounding stupid.
The concept is basically like breaking the ice, you know, she just breaks the ice.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new
brand.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley Stern.
And this is It's Britney, Bitch.
A podcast for stans.
By stans.
Dedicated to 20 years of the living legend, Britney Jean Spears.
Well, speaking of breaking the ice.
Yeah, let's get this Thanksgiving started.
Yeah, so
while you're hiding in the other room from your relatives.
Mm-hmm. Same, honestly.
Honestly.
So Brad and I are surprising each other. We have not consulted.
No, we haven't said a word to each other.
We haven't spoken since
this launched. We
don't speak
outside of the podcast.
No, never. This is completely staged and fake. We're actors.
We are.
So we should probably start with Britney first, because then all the rabid Britney fans who don't care about anything else...
They can log out after.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I get texts that are like, talk about Britney more. And then sometimes I get texts that are like, I love when you like go off track. So it's like, how can you please everyone?
That's true.
You can't. Anyway, we're ending the podcast on that note.
Last episode.
All right. So we have random things we're thankful for. Yeah, I guess we should start with Britney. Would you like to begin?
We're going to do, did you pick 5 and 5?
Yeah.
Okay, same. So we're doing 20 things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving bonus episode.
This is so stupid.
Okay. No, it's not stupid.
It's grateful. You're right. It's very, it's good.
Well, we should say that we're thankful for the fans.
We're thankful for the fans. Without you, we would be nothing. We would still be doing this, but nobody would be listening.
We're thankful for Instagram stories.
We're thankful for... I'm thankful for my swipe up. I know you can't relate, but...
I know. I don't have Instagram followers.
Follow T. Kyle on Instagram, by the way. He does amazing Instagram stories.
People follow me for my work. I don't need to show nudes. Maybe if I was skinny and posted thirst traps, I would have 10,000 followers like you.
I've never done it. I've never done that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What was the one you did for caution? I was like, or you could just write by caution on iTunes. It was so good.
This has become an intervention, and I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, Rachel's going to come out of my closet.
Rachel, if you're listening, Rachel from The Avenue is aware of this podcast.
She is. Yeah. I'm humbled.
She unblocked me.
That's right. She did.
It was a misunderstanding. I quoted The Avenue at her, and she took it offensively in 2011.
In this city, you have to make sure to get in with the right crowd. Luckily for me, I already have my best friend, Rachel. Rachel loves to party. She doesn't take life too seriously. Nothing fazes her, and sometimes that gets her into trouble.
We're thankful for The Avenue.
We're thankful for The Avenue.
Guys, I think it's time we start.
Is that actually one of yours right now?
No.
Okay.
But I am thankful for it.
It's a bonus thank you. Bonus episode, bonus thank you. Okay, let's start with our Britneys. You can go first.
Okay, so I am very thankful that Britney Spears was finally given her Instagram password back.
Yes, yes. Oh my God,
now,
what a delight.
We're not going to deep dive into all of the Instagrams that I want to talk about because that will be at a future episode and a future moment. However, I came across the one the other day of her dancing to Meghan Trainor.
Oh, right.
Where she's just like...
Which everyone replaced with No Seas Cortez.
Yes.
Because they were like, can you just promote your fucking album?
Right. Which she then did, though.
She did later, yeah. Yeah.
She did the choreo.
Yeah.
She made up her own choreo in her gym with her tiny little couch.
Brought it right to Piece of Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see it live. Instagram choreo live.
Yeah.
Wow. I just love technology. But yes, I'm very thankful that she now has Instagram and that someone is there filming her.
Someone's filming her. Someone's uploading it at simultaneously on Twitter and Instagram, which is great. Yeah, and sometimes she posts and deletes, which is fun for the fans to decipher what happened.
That's true.
Because she's a woman of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Those posts will be included in her mysterious book one day.
I hope so.
Definitely. Well, my first thing, I am thankful for Britney's tattoos.
Oh.
For providing inspiration and also for being iconic. There are many of them. Some we have, on the journey along the way, we have missed some of the more memorable ones just because we can't touch everything. But when she got the fairy on her lower back, I remember that caused a little scene.
Oh yeah. And it was the belly ring too. It was
the
like
belly
the
ring
at the
and
same
the
time.
Yeah, we didn't even talk because everything she did to her body was so scandalous. So that was an exciting time for us, the rebellion. And also there's like chicken scratch on her foot. It's like flowers, I think, and it goes up her left or right foot. Of the 2 feet, it's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got one of the names of God on the back of her neck in Hebrew.
I do love a back neck tattoo.
Yes. Xtina's and Britney's.
Mm-hmm.
Britney has Hebrew, and that inspired my first tattoo on my wrist. The first letter of my Hebrew name, Bet, which is a B. Which,
Midler?
Midler, which...
Is that problematic?
No.
Oh, okay.
Canceled. Because basically I was getting a B for me, but really for Britney. That was like before I was ready to take the deep dive into like the heart. But then also she's got, we neglected to mention, she has the kiss lips on her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And then she's got...
Seal it with a
promo. That was her hint to us that we didn't catch on to.
Nope.
She had recorded it then. She's also got her dice with Kevin, which...
Oh, right.
You know, that's there. But it was an homage to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has her Illuminati triangle on the top of her hand. That's like a little tiny thing that she just randomly went out and got, which mysterious.
I forgot that she had all of these.
Yeah. It was either, I think some speculated that it was going to be a star, but she stopped it or something. I don't know. It's a triangle, though.
Hmm.
And then what else? The kanji on the one side of the hip and cross on the other. She has a lot, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for all those iconic images. Holy images.
Hmm. I'm too scared of needles.
I like it. It's not, it's, yeah. This isn't a tattoo podcast, so I won't go on. This isn't Kat Von D's power hour.
Black Ink Crew.
Black Ink Crew.
Blackout Ink Crew. I am thankful for the In the Zone DVD, which has the entire ABC special on it and those TRL performances.
Yes.
And has a bonus CD.
Yes.
I thought, I like looked back and I was like, wait a minute, because I went through my Legends binder and I was like, hold up, I did not shout out this DVD in that episode because I forgot how good it was.
Oh, I thought we did, but we like didn't touch on it enough. Like I feel like we said it, but we didn't like fully go in.
I didn't say how how much content was on it.
Right,
that is actually, you can't find it. Because right now when they do an award show, when someone does an award show or like the VMAs, they put it on their Vevo.
Yeah.
Or like their YouTube so you can watch it in HD.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like the only living legend proof of those really good specials because you can't watch it anywhere else.
True.
So thankful for those.
It's really good. And I guess I can piggy bank.
Oh.
Oh.
Sponsor. Anyone?
Wow. Off of that to say, I'm thankful specifically for the song Don't Hang Up, which is featured as one of the bonus tracks on In the Zone, mm-hmm. and I believe is on the DVD.
It is.
That was my ringtone all 4 years of college, was the chorus of Don't Hang Up. And the reason is because, besides the fact that it's one of my favorite Britney songs, is I did it because I told myself I can never wake up mad because Britney is playing.
Wow.
So it would just be like, don't hang up. I couldn't get mad when I heard it. I couldn't like hate the song because of it.
I feel that because I did that with Wake Up, Wake Up, Hillary Duff.
Okay, that's
and I was like, when I hear this, I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to be in such a good mood. And then I got so annoyed with it, and I had to change it.
Yeah, not for me. I made sure that I would never hate it. So Don't Hang Up is one of my favorite Britney songs, and we didn't discuss it, and people came for me, and we will probably talk about it later, but let it be known that I'm very thankful for it, and it reminds me of Janet. That's all.
Oh,
my
it is very Janet.
It. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Also on that bonus CD is The Answer.
Yes,
which is a bop.
We love The Answer and Bad Girls and Bad Little Boys.
Oh,
Girls and Boys.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, which is really weird, actually.
Yes, it's that super weird name.
Yeah, but we stand.
Speaking of ringtones, do you want to know what mine was until recently when it went off and I got really embarrassed?
Oh. Wait, where did that go off?
I was in an elevator with a full crowd, and it was dead silent, and it just was screaming out of my pocket, and I was like, oh, excuse me, it's my phone.
That's very embarrassing.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was. Well, no, it was, actually. But anyway.
That's really great. I don't think I even have a ringtone, just a generic now. Who has ringtones in this day and age?
Yeah.
Great. So don't hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up.
So the concept is basically like no one's going to call.
Is it me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I am also thankful for, and this is piggybacking off of 2007.
Okay.
I am thankful for the video of Jamie Lynn Spears telling that woman, then move the fuck out.
Nobody wants you in this neighborhood.
If you haven't yet seen it, log out of our podcast and research Jamie Lynn clapping back at this local who comes up and attacks them.
Get out of our neighborhood.
Get out of our neighborhood.
Get out of, you're making our neighborhood dangerous. Get out, Brittany.
Megan Kelly comes up to Brittany and Jalen and yells, doesn't make any sense, does it, at them. And Jamie Lynn comes to Brittany's defense because she's really yelling at Brittany and says, then move the fuck out.
Oh, it's so good.
And she's like 3 years old.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn's first words. Then move the fuck out.
Later, she would defend her friend with a knife, also on video in surveillance form.
Oh, yeah.
She's like at a cake shop or something.
Right.
Just
but
like,
I love it, though. Nothing like a ferocious.
She's a ride or die. Yeah. She's amazing. 20 years of Jamie Lynn coming soon.
Are you ready?
Oh.
Going a little ahead into the future, I was thinking of this last night as I was wearing them. I'm thankful for the short-lived, yet comfy, the intimate Britney Spears collection, because I own a pair of their sweatpants.
Oh.
Yes. It's one of my comfiest and most personal sweatpants to date.
I was gonna, for a second there, I was like, I don't know where you're going with this. Right. Like, I thought it was only bra and panties.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Most people would assume that. And I thought so too, but I was deep diving into the collection when it came out, and there was like two pairs of sweatpants, and they were totally like, they do have lacy pockets, but I was not about to, I needed to own something from it, and my bras and panties are fine, so I don't need like an update on those, but my sweatpants could always use a little upgrade. Hmm. So I still wear them to this day, and I'm deeply distressed that that whole thing lasted maybe 3 months.
Which collection are they from? The Anemone?
The, what was that one? Oh, I don't remember.
Anemone?
The Anami, Edamame collection. I don't remember. I don't even know if it was part of one of those. I can't wait to get into those and like recite her poems.
Oh, yeah. They're works of art.
They really are.
I am also thankful for whoever the audio technician is in Las Vegas that would turn Britney's microphone on. At certain points of the show, specifically moments like when she told everyone that they were fucking assholes.
Yes.
Fucking assholes.
There's something about that that I just love.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's like moments in the circus tour where she goes rogue. Those were, you know, timed parts of the show. When she called these people fucking assholes, her mic should not have been on.
No.
So I don't understand it. But I love it.
Yeah. Maybe she was saying something that led up to it and they were like hearing it in the back and they were like, turn it up. Like she was saying a whole bunch of shit and all we heard was fucking assholes.
Right. Like maybe they saw the audio levels like, going up.
The audio jumped out and they were like,
turn
it up. Yeah. Thank you, audio engineers, for somehow always knowing when she's about to call us all assholes.
Oh, the best.
Or I thought they were going to fucking vamp. Or my pussy's hanging out. All of that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Someone up there. I don't want to get religious, but someone up there is watching over us.
Yeah. Oh, Hillary Duff sang that.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. You and Hillary on this podcast is like Katya and Contact on the show.
It's well,
like,
you know, you just got to always throw in a reference.
You do. You do. Speaking of references, this is probably the most referenced thing in all of the Britney collection. And this is maybe my most serious thank you to date. I was watching this, I don't know why, yesterday. I guess because I always am. For the Record. For the Record is her most, I was just watching it and rewatching it. And it's like her most candid interview ever, obviously. And it gives us so many quotes that live on to this day. Go through life like a karate kid. Everybody shaves their head. There's everything that she says is so good. And it's so personal, legitimately, that I feel like if there's anything that we can take from her professional career that like really embodies who she is as a person, it's that. Like that was, agreed. I can't believe we got that.
It's so good.
So good. If you haven't watched For the Record, yes, you are a fake fan, but it's okay.
It is on DVD.
It's on DVD. It's also on YouTube and like Daily Motion and stuff. You can watch it real quickly.
Not that we're encouraging illegal downloading, but
we hate bootlegging and illegal content. But
maybe if MTV made it available,
if MTV wanted to sponsor us and give us an affiliate link for the Record, 30% off using code James Charles T. Kyle, then we could do that. But anyway, if you seriously haven't seen it, like if you're just a casual Britney fan, you must see For the Record. It will change your whole life.
It will. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Speaking of life-changing moments.
Oh, no.
My final thing I'm thankful for is the 2016 Billboard Music Awards performance.
Which I was in the crowd for.
You were. And I remember you texted me being like, how did it look? And yeah. I immediately wrote back and I was just, what did I say? It was something like, it was fucking epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will discuss this in depth.
We will.
In 2016, because it's the 2016 Billboard Awards. But
the concept is like, the 2016 Billboard Awards.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about it in 2016. This is so underrated.
Yeah.
It is not appreciated enough. And to me is her actual comeback moment. So everyone needs to see it. It's a good mix of all. We get Breathe On Me and Touch of My Hand again, which we went through in The Zone recently.
Yeah.
It is so good.
It really is. And it was crazy to watch in person, which I will get into in depth because everyone was living for her and we're always living for her, but to see locals and regulars also living for her.
In a stadium?
In a stadium. It was very, very jarring in the best way. Because you had, everyone's there for, like, Halsey. So, as you had your own experience.
Oh,
with,
you oh sure yes, did. I did. So, oh, my God. In that same year. Oh, that was so fucking
We always get
iconic.
Back to Halsey. So, yeah, it was just very
I was thinking about Halsey earlier, actually.
I'm always thinking about Halsey.
I'm not, but... I was earlier because I, so we're giving this bonus episode.
Yeah. You're so lucky.
No, but I was thinking because I almost responded to someone because they were begging for more.
Oh, more?
Yeah, more.
More.
More. More. And I was like, they're not ready yet. Like, I'm like, we're literally editing them now every single week.
Like, literally, you're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. And, I was thinking about that video of Halsey when she comes out.
Like, are we going to have...
You can't be mean to me. And
I have been doing interviews since 6 in the morning. And I am just... You're saying I'm fucking swerving you. And I'm not swerving you.
Literally. I was
that's
thinking about
T-Kyle
it.
At anyone who at Britney Podcast for the next week.
So everyone that's going to... tweet me and say leak 2009. I'm just like, you guys, I've been doing interviews every day, all day. Just need to leave me alone.
Not for nothing, but I'm getting a lot of really rude messages right now from people saying that I'm fucked up and I swerved you and I'm being rude and I'm being mean. Like, not for nothing, but I've been impressed since 8 o'clock in the morning. I have a whole day of interviews to do. I'm still doing them. I would never just walk by you and not meet you. So to abuse me like that online is kind of fucked up. I have a lot more interviews to do, and I promise I'm going to meet people. But please don't be mean to me. I have a very busy day, too, okay? So it really makes me upset. Please don't be mean to me.
I can't believe we've already reached the breakdown portion of our own podcast.
I mean, at this point, we've outstreamed.
We have.
Now or never.
True.
Which is actually a bop.
That is.
I
shade
is a bop. Because I like it.
Me too. And without me, I listen to every day, all the time. Anyway. My final thing is throwing it all the way back to something we never even discussed because it wasn't even the year yet. I am thankful for the fact that Britney never went through with being in the girl group Innocence. For a hot second, she was in a girl group.
Right.
Lou Pearlman or whatever put together a girl group, and very briefly in 1997, she was like going to be part of it until they ended up securing a solo deal for her. But for a split second, she was almost going to debut in a flop girl group with songs like www.fantasy, which is a bop. Check out.
Did you say fantasy?
Yeah. Fan/ta/c.
Wow. Everyone has one.
Everyone has one.
www.fantasy.
She was inspired by that song. She doesn't want to admit it. But they would open for her in the very early stages of her career. And Innocence has an album out and everything. You can listen on Spotify, but it's spelled Innocence, like Innocence. because they didn't want to be confused as innocent little children.
Inno doesn't make any sense, does it?
Does it?
I remember the spelling being weird.
Yeah. It's just crazy that literally one, well, big decision, but like there was a sliding doors moment where she briefly was in a flop girl group that would have just stalled. And wow. That's crazy to me. So we have to be thankful for everyone in the team and Larry for sending off the demos and everything that it didn't happen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Makes you think.
Yeah.
We're so thankful. We're thankful.
For lessons that I learned with you by my side. Oh, Queen of Pop. Well, one of the other Queens of
one
Pop.
Of the other
Sorry.
Queens of Pop.
Oh my God, don't come for me.
Don't.
Legend. Who covered Till the... I'm thankful for that cover.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson's cover of Till the World Ends.
Did she also do... No, she didn't
she
do it
did,
every time.
She did. I think she did, yeah.
Because I remember... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she did. And someone clocked it in the episode 2007. I included the soundbite.
Yeah.
Where Kelly was
in
like,
disbelief.
She's still hot.
Yeah.
You clocked that correctly. I kept that in there because, you know, a little odd to another legend that I stan. But anyway.
Legends only.
That's true. Yeah. That is the overarching theme of this podcast is legends only.
Yeah. It is. It's really become a trademark that we are running to the copyright office with right now.
It is.
Move Taylor Swift. We're gay.
And speaking of legends, I would also just like to say that I'm thankful for Heidi Montag.
Oh.
And Trisha Paytas. Freaky. But that's not on my list, so.
Oh my God. So many honorable mentions.
14,000 honorable mentions will be listed at the end of this podcast. I'm just going to read my Spotify playlists.
Excellent. People can take everything away from you.
But they can never take away your truth.
But the question is...
Have you subscribed? You can subscribe to It's Britney Bitch here on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify. And where can you find us on social media? Where can they find you, Brad?
Oh, if you want to follow me at Mew Muse, MUUMUSE on all social platforms.
Lucky. I wish mine was all consistent. You can follow
it's
me...
Not.
On Twitter at tkylemac or Instagram t.kyle or YouTube tkylem. She was not consistent.
And what's the OnlyFans?
Oh. Okay, so we've gone through Britney.
Yeah.
And now we're going to give you some
more
other moments.
The others. Or just things that we're thankful for in general. Other legends. Would you like to kick that off?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first.
Yeah, okay.
I wanna go first.
Oh.
I am thankful for the song Bossy by Lindsay Lohan.
I knew we were coming to this place.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like when people talk in the beginning of songs. I think it's kind of rad. I'm just thankful for this because we never got a third album.
We didn't.
That's right. She's a singer. If you didn't know.
I didn't know she sang. I thought she rapped or whatever.
God, this whole episode is just going to be straight
memes.
References. I'm just thankful for the song that we got a moment.
We did get a moment. Yeah, it was rumored to be called Playground or something, the third album.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. No. Their Playground was the song with Pharrell. And then Spirit in the Dark is the name of the album.
Right.
And then Tyler Oakley asked... Lindsay on a live stream during the flood.
Oh, that's
if,
right.
If Spirit in the Dark was real. Remember that?
Oh my God, that's true.
And I think she was just like, LOL, no, or something.
Wow.
What a formative time for everyone. Yes, thank you, Lindsay, for showing us who's the boss for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And for throwing a party in Mykonos, bitch.
Honey, this is how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch.
I am thankful, and I'll connect it to my last Britney point. I'm thankful for Toni Braxton. Because not only do we stan her latest album, Sex and Cigarettes, available now on iTunes. But because, little known fact, or maybe you might know, an unused Toni Braxton demo was used on Britney's demo that was sent to the label, and the song was called Today, and it's never leaked, but it was sent to Jive and wherever else, and that got their attention to bring Britney to New York, where she would sing Whitney in front of the executives. But it was a Toni demo that got her into the label meetings and whatever. She recorded it in Louisiana.
Wow.
So we have to thank Toni Braxton for being a legend. And also, I feel like Britney's lower register / first album is very Toni. A lot of it is very...
It is.
From the Bottom of My Broken Heart is like extremely Unbreak My Heart.
Ooh. Okay. You're so smart. It boggles my mind. I can't think. I'm like listening to Heidi Montag and Trisha Paytas. Yeah. And like, you're giving these deep dives that are like so brilliantly executed.
Yeah. Well, it works.
Wow.
Yeah. Toni really, and also was an inspiration to her, along with like Whitney and Mariah. But like her deep voice, I think I've always loved Toni. And in the same way that I like Britney's voice, when it's at its natural lower right. register. I love that. But we also love baby voice and everything. Anyway, Sex and Cigarettes, Long As I Live is one of my favorite songs of the year. And that's one of her new ones. So check that out.
Wow. Well, I'm going to take this back lowbrow for a second with the next thing that I am thankful for. I am very thankful for the hour-long Vine compilations on YouTube.
Just any of them?
All of them.
I was going to say, the Vine compilations are like, you know, a compilation of Vines.
But they upload them and it's like Vines that saved my life.
Yeah.
Vines that cured my depression.
Yes.
Vines that give me something to live for. Like, it's always super dramatic and they're all the same thing.
It's all just people getting hit with things or like getting water splashed on them when they're sleeping.
I don't even know what's Uber Jabber.
Uber Jabber.
Who's the hottest Uber driver you've ever had?
I never went to Uber Jabber.
Hello. This is my favorite one.
Hello.
Kyle and I could speak exclusively in Vine and know exactly what we're communicating.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, not all people can, though.
Not all people can.
I walked into the break room at work once and there was tortilla chips and I was like, Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla. And everyone was like, what?
And you're fired.
And I was like, yeah, like, you know that Vine? They're like, what?
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Free Shavacado.
We all have a lot of laughs. Fuck off, Janet. I'm not going to your fucking baby shower.
Oh, you smell lipstick in my Valentino white bag. Oh, I don't give a fuck!
Bitch, I swear to God.
For all you haters out there, suck my ass. Because you're no good or better than anybody else.
Oh my God.
Do you want me to continue? I could go for an hour.
You absolutely could. Well, that'll be one of our episodes.
Yeah.
T. Kyle does Vines for an hour.
People would probably love that.
Oh, for sure.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah. Request that. Tweet us. Let's see where I'm at. Oh, right. So paying tribute to somebody else who we did briefly mention in 2007, I will once again pay tribute to Carrie Hilson. I was very heartened to see so many people were also aboard the Carrie Ferry before the great Carrie Ferry incident in the Atlantic. Carrie is responsible for penning at least three iconic songs from Blackout. And I feel like though she has become the butt of some jokes in recent years, I feel like there needs to be a hashtag justice for Carrie moment because she supplied us a lot of bops and then kind of fell under the radar, if you will. Her songwriting credits are very cool and urban. So
I really like The Way I Are.
The Way I Are is excellent.
Mm-hmm. That whole album is.
Yeah. So thanks, Carrie, for your contributions. You are appreciated in this house.
Mm-hmm. Also, because I was reviewing paparazzi videos of 2007 when I was going through and editing that episode, and there is a video of Britney blasting that song.
The Way I Are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like coming out of her car.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh my God, Stan.
Stan. Yeah. And we can get into background vocals later in later years. But if you listen to the demos, like, she is very much on those songs.
So. You know you hear me on the radio.
Yes.
So. Yep, so good.
Thanks, Carrie.
Speaking of legends, mine are, these are such trash.
Here it comes.
I am thankful for Gemma Collins.
Oh, aren't we all?
Specifically, Gemma Collins on Celebrity Big Brother UK season 17.
I am Gemma Collins, former TOWIE star, best known for too much bronzer and always being on a diet.
It is iconic. It is on YouTube. There's a whole compilation. It is just everything.
We'd like to give a special shout out at this time to our friend Connor at Platinum Jones, mm-hmm. who is a Gemma specialist, an expert. And if you're ever in need of a Gemma meme, well, he's got it.
Oh, yeah.
He's
got your candy. Every single screenshot that he posts, I'm like, save, save, save.
Yeah, he's really worked hard to make sure that he is the number one influencer in Gemma.
I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
Endlessly quotable. Forever relatable. Fell through a hole once.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She fell through a stage.
But she's fine.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
I showed everyone that at work the other day because I brilliant. Kept quoting
it. Who, what else? So I am thankful for an elusive chanteuse, a imperfect angel, the festive skinny legend herself, Miss Mimi Mariah Carey.
This is something that's really making people feel festive, and that's my whole thing. I'm very festive.
She's been on my brain all day because her new album Caution is now out on iTunes, and in this house we stan Mariah, and we are part of the Lambly. Even if, you know, I don't like to claim Lambly status because I feel like there are people like us to Britney as they are to Mariah. Like, I'm not that girl.
I'm not a sheep.
Not a sheep.
If not you a will.
Sheep. Is that the same animal? I'm not.
A lamb and a sheep?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't a lamb is a baby sheep.
Right?
A baby sheep.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, we're going to sound so dumb.
People eat lamb too. It's disgusting.
I like lamb.
Ew.
I know.
They're so cute.
I know. They taste amazing. So.
Think of those, all those little Bobby sheeps Bobby screaming.
Oh, God.
Brought to you by PETA. No.
Oh. Anyway. PETA, sponsor us.
Back to Skinny Legends. I actually like Caution, too. It's good.
I really like Caution. I really like Anono. I really like Giving Me Life, Portrait. Basically, the whole album.
Giving You Life, Giving You Life.
It actually did give me life. And the only dud on the album is the single With You, which a lot of her fans have agreed. It's like her least innovative song of the bunch. It's very whatever. But the rest of them are bops.
Wow.
And yeah, so we're thankful for Mariah. And to connect it to Britney, I mean, Britney dropped her name in every early 1998 interview as her inspiration. And went out to dinner with her very recently in a picture. And paints topless in her art room to Number Ones to Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mariah
thank you.
Loves Britney.
Mariah loves Britney. Britney loves Mariah. And two skinny legends taking over the world.
And Vegas.
And Vegas. Queens of Vegas.
Skinny queens of Vegas.
Yeah. So they outsold together. And yeah, very grateful.
Wow. Remember that one night that she went running around New York taking
in a dress.
Those vines
yes.
and like all those things?
The picture of her holding her chest on the T on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just looking with her like, I think she had her wristband then.
She did.
Glittery.
And it was like a ball gown.
Very chic. Very
iconic.
Her.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Well, something that was called out recently in an episode. Do you know where I'm from?
Oh my God, you again?
Where am I from?
Italian girl from New York. Here we go. Jersey.
All of you in this house are fake! And I want you all to know that I can't stand any of you!
Yeah, so I'm from New Jersey. Okay, so I was in a festive mood recently. And I was thinking, this is going to be coming out on Thanksgiving. And then that's when everyone
And people switches. In New Jersey celebrate Thanksgiving.
They do.
It's very Jersey.
And yes, also in New Jersey, we celebrate Christmas.
Oh.
Which is a holiday that we celebrate in Jersey. And I was thinking that, you know, everyone's going to eat all their food and then they're going to put Christmas music on. Mm-hmm. So put on My Only Wish This Year. Mm-hmm. And then All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then put on my next thing that I'm thankful for.
Uh-oh.
Which is the Cascade Christmas album.
Oh, yes.
Which never had a moment.
Never had a moment.
It is so fucking good.
For the EDM community out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People from New Jersey.
Jersey. For the fist pumpers.
Yeah. Christmas Is Here is the first track. That one's my favorite.
It's great as a whole album. I can also attest to it. I've listened.
I think great. I found out because you sent it to me.
Yeah.
Because Brad has not, I don't have any insider connections, but Brad, I get invited to like Real Housewives launching jewelry parties. Brad gets all of the like, you know, legends inviting him to
their jewelry launches.
Yeah. And perfume launches.
That's right.
Christmas fantasy.
Yeah, that came in and I forwarded it to Kyle because I was like, this is perfect. And also we like especially stan Cascade.
Yeah, I still haven't seen him live.
Right, we haven't seen him live yet. Cascade, if you're listening.
Oh my god.
Because you're a Britney fan.
I'm
and
shaking.
You remixed Gimme More. And so yeah, get on that. Yeah. Cascade album for mm-hmm. sure. And if you're listening, Cascade, send us to one of your festival performances in California.
Yeah, Brad will give you a glowing review, and yeah. I'll just stand there and scream and shake and cry.
Shake the tits. Yep. Yeah. Perfect. Moving on, I have a Britney-style thank you so much for Miss Ariana Grande for thank you next for inspiring all the gays to begin quoting this song about their pretend boyfriends that they've never had. Thank you so much, ooh. Ariana, for... for calling out their ex of 24 hours mm-hmm. for all of their misdeeds.
Gets blocked on Grindr.
Gets blocked.
Thank you. Next.
I will say it's a bop and it's better than pretty much everything on Sweetener.
Oh.
In my opinion.
I feel like a lot of people have said that.
Yeah, I just feel, I mean, Breathing is a bop.
Is a bop.
But I just feel like Thank You Next is like, okay, yeah, she did that. And I think she's really... she's really had a moment. I mean, it's her first number one. So
it is.
Thank you so much, Ariana, for Thank You Next.
It kind of reminds me of a My Prerogative type moment.
Yeah. And she chopped her hair. Did you see?
No.
Yeah. It's like shoulder length.
Oh.
I know. New her. Thank you so much, hair. Thank you, snip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you so much for every... Instagram caption ever of thank you next. Everyone is just thank you nexting everywhere.
Wow. Well, thank you next. next, this is my last thing I'm thankful for,
mm-hmm.
which it is something that we have referenced a lot throughout this series and will continue to reference. It is the Nicki Minaj show on YouTube. It is so good. And I've been getting a lot of messages about us saying Bobby. And to be honest, we were saying it and I wasn't even noticing it until people started messaging us and being like, oh my God, what is Bobby?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, like it literally is from the Nicki Minaj show.
Sometimes we just speak in Nicki and don't really realize that that was the origin.
Mm-hmm.
Ablum, Bobby, Nicki,
X-teen,
Keddy,
which I say a lot.
X-teen, Keddy, Brinty, like pretty much all pop star names. Rena. Yeah,
Rena.
We just say as though that is their real name.
Mm-hmm. Eljo.
Eljo.
I said the other day, I was like, oh my God, Eljo's coming. And then Madonna. I was like, oh, wait, I'm dyslexic. Sorry. And then I was like,
certainly okay. Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much to. Thank you next to the Nicki Minaj creator.
Yes. Thank you to David, who.
Thanks, David, who.
I hope that there's more that come out of his brain because...
I love how we were just complaining about people demanding more of this podcast and we're like, so where's the next 20 episodes of Nicki Minaj?
Oh, well...
Exposed.
The holiday episodes are so good.
Yeah.
The Halloween one is so fun. Where Have You Been, Wolf?
Oh,
do you remember that? Yeah. Like, there's so many things. Also, it uses all of these free like robot voices, like automated speaking voices. And if you are a Nicki Minaj fan, the character for Brinty Spriez, the voice they use in that is the voice they use, well, I'm from New Jersey, for the New Jersey Transit lady who's like, now boarding. It's literally the Brinty Spriez voice.
Yeah.
And every time I go to Penn Station, which is once a year, I hear it and it just makes me smile.
You can hear those voices out in real life unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. TD Bank had one of them for a hot second. And I think Best Buy had the Katy Perry voice once at one point, and I was like, oh my God.
God. Thank you, Nicki, for inspiring generations for years to come. Mm-hmm. MDNE tour, so inspiring. Number once until recently.
Oh, oh yeah. The Bionic House. Hello?
Oh, God. Oh, I think I have more than... Well, so... Keeping it highbrow, I would also like to thank, how should I say this, to Cock Destroyers.
Oh my God.
Oh, hi guys. Look at these lovely big tits. Do you know what we are? We're fucking cock destroyers, aren't we, babe?
Fucking destroyers.
Yeah, fucking cock destroyers.
I'm sorry, but if you're on Twitter right now and you are unaware of this, then you're not on Twitter, because the cock destroyers are taking over the internet.
I have been wanting to make a meme of them so bad, but like my coworkers follow me and like my boss follows me. And I was like, if I tweet something that says, we're fucking cock destroyers.
Fucking cock destroyers. We're going to despunk you and
literally
back.
Yeah. Oh, hi. You want to look at these big old tits. I mean, could you imagine if Andy saw me tweet that? I'd be horrified.
Well, hopefully she'd get invited on because she needs to.
She should be a bartender.
She absolutely should. So Rebecca Moore is her name, Moore MILF on Twitter. And she is just, you know, like, I mean, all porn stars are queens of pop, but she especially has a knack for speaking both during scenes and just in general doing very memeable introductory videos, getting ready for the moment. It's meant to be Sunday, day of rest, but not for me.
Oh my God. She's literally like Gemma Collins.
She
plus
is.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh my God, totally. So I recommend if you like worldly wisdom mixed with giant tits and like really tight latex skirts and heels. And also, Stan account at email my pussy has been using a lot of her videos.
Oh, yeah.
Pretending that they're domination tour promos.
I wanted to tweet the one where she's like sitting in the chair and she's on the phone.
Oh my God.
And I was gonna be like me giving Santa my list for Christmas. And she's just like, hello, I would like a big cock. But I can't.
She is kind of replicating some of what Britney does on Instagram. She does like gym. She does gym workouts. It's literally like if Britney's gym workouts were turned up.
My new workout. Hips. High intensity penis sucking. Honestly.
It's like some of it is like porn parody of Britney's Instagram, which is genius. God. Anyway. Keeping it highbrow through and through. If you're interested in high intensity penis sucking, please follow Rebecca Moore. Thank you, Queen of Pop. Is that all? Oh, that's all of ours.
I mean, yeah, I think so. Let me look. Did I skip something? No, I don't think I did.
No. I mean, no. I had, yeah.
Wow. That was fun.
That was fun.
Oh, I really want to make a cock destroyer meme now.
Me too. I'm waiting for the right moment for it to really permeate, so we have to give it about 6 months for the locals to see it, and then we can start doing it,
and then basically it will get banned from,
yeah, that'll be banned.
Porn stars will get banned from Twitter,
yeah,
when
exactly.
The locals start tweeting it. Debbie's gonna be like,
oh, and we should also mention, speaking of locals, that toxic was just named the word of 2018 by the dictionary.
Oh yeah.
Which people have been tagging us in to show us how excited we are about that. I mean, iconic.
Yeah, her impact.
Her impact.
Years later.
Her only song to some people.
That's true.
No, but we stan and we love that a Britney song was clearly picked because of the name. That's the only reason they picked it, obviously. The dictionary is shaking.
Oh my God. Speaking of locals also, Lindsay texted me and was like, what's a local?
Oh no.
And I didn't know how to describe it.
Well,
I said it was like, I don't even know. So I've been just sending her tweets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you'll just get it eventually because I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I guess the general consensus is a local is one that is not in the know. So they're not. So right. You say local because they are not metropolitan. So they're not like up on the trends.
And they're also not super involved on social media.
Right.
Which,
so they'll log on 6 months later and see the cock destroyers.
Right. But then I also saw one and it was like something about like it was like me. Going home, me like knowing everything, and then it was like a local says, but I'm happy, and I'm like, you know what? And it was dragging all of us meme
saying locals.
Internet stands
totally
because locals are at home, married,
minding their business, and
happy
we're just
with kids and pets and
depressed
houses,
making memes. So, who really won?
It's true,
like the locals won, but
they did.
If you ever need a video to cheer you up. After you find the word local funny enough, there is a video of Gaga at a piano.
It's so good. I Instagram it a lot.
Definitely the best one of all the local memes.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
Oh,
she knew exactly what she was saying. You just see it in her face. Ugh.
Yes, thank you. We're grateful for locals. We're very thankful for locals. Yeah, so we hope that we have distracted you thoroughly from all of the relatives and locals that might be in your home.
All of the locals at your bar that you went to high school with.
Oh, God. Oh, that dreaded night when you like try and see if that guy you had a crush on in high school is gay, but actually he's just married, but curious. So you just blow him in the parking lot.
Well, I've sure had that experience.
You certainly have. I arguably have. Anyway.
I'm not partaking in that this year, but I have certainly had that experience.
You say that now.
All right.
See you in the next episode.
I'm going to practice my HIPS.
Bye.
Okay.
Local cock destroyer.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be my Grindr headline all week. I'm from New Jersey. LHIPS.
Bye.
Okay, we got to. This has got to end.
Wrap this up. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in for our Thanksgiving special. And also, if you'd like to really feel festive, throwing it back to 2008, if you'd like, go ahead and watch the Britney Bambi Awards performance of Womanizer, which debuted on Thanksgiving 2008, because every time I watch that, I get the very intense memory of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to escape into somebody's room, open their laptop, doesn't matter who it is, and just watch that, you'll really be transported to a very Thanksgiving time.
It's literally what I did a decade ago.
Yeah. So crazy.
Mm, smell of turkey. Skinny
turkey
legend.
And legends. Great. Well, we'll see you for our regularly scheduled year-by-year breakdown next week.
Yes, we'll see you next week for 2009.
See you soon.
See you soon. Like, really soon. It's sooner than normal.
Sooner than normal.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a Q&A soon. So, at us.
Oh, yes. Follow us on Twitter.
@Twatter.
Britney Podcast. And look for our Twatier.
Yeah.
Another Necky
reference.
And we'll see you then.
See you then.
See you soon.
See you soon. This is so stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's art.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.